The Best Kept Secret by Kimberla Lawson Roby, read by Tracy Lay. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The Reverend Curtis Black proofed the last line of his news column and emailed it to his editor. His deadline was noon tomorrow, and that meant he was cutting it rather close. Not purposely, of course, but primarily because he'd taken on a large number of commitments over the past month. Last week, he'd preached at a revival in Dallas 5 days straight, prepared his sermon for Sunday worship, and handled a ton of other pastoral responsibilities as soon as he returned to Mitchell, a city 90 miles northwest of Chicago. Once upon a time, he would have thrived on traveling long distance, just to escape his home environment or whatever wife he was married to, but to his surprise, he no longer felt that way. Now he wanted nothing more than to spend as much time as possible with his wife and 7-year-old son. Charlotte and Matthew were his life, and he was proud of the fact that he'd been faithful to her the entire 2 years of their marriage, which was quite an accomplishment on his part, since he hadn't been true to either of his first two wives. He'd finally mastered the ability to resist temptation, and his world was better because of it. Still, he had to admit, it wasn't always easy, not with two noticeably attractive women at the church constantly trying to come on to him. The 40-year-old was quiet and discreet with her advances, but the younger one was almost blatant. It didn't matter one way or the other, though, because Curtis basically ignored them. He'd learned the hard way that sleeping with outside women just wasn't worth it. He flipped the light switch of his newly renovated study, engaged the security system, and walked out to the well-lit parking lot.